Imagine waking up, to find your company's entire chat history just locked behind a massive subscription price hike. Like years of strategic decisions and files just gone.
Yeah, that is a complete nightmare scenario for sure.
Right. And if you use proprietary tools like Microsoft Teams or Google Workspace, you don't actually own your communication. You are basically just renting it. So today's deep dive is about taking that control back.
Absolutely.
But real quick, a big thanks to our supporter, SafeServer, for making this deep dive possible. When you are dealing with legal and compliance requirements, like data protection or maintaining secure audit trails, data sovereignty is just incredibly vital.
It really is. You absolutely need to know where your data lives.
Exactly. And SafeServer helps organizations find and implement open source solutions on secure EU servers, so you actually own your data. You can check them out at www.safeserver.de. So the software we're looking at today to solve this whole rending problem is called Ergo.
Right. Ergo. It is a modern chat server written in the Go programming language. And I mean, it really represents a massive shift in how easily organizations can host their own internal community.
Okay, I hear that. But I am genuinely struggling to see the appeal right out of the gate here.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, Ergo is built on IRC, right? Internet Relay Chat. That is a protocol from literally 1988.
Yeah, it definitely has some history.
I mean, when things like Slack and Discord do everything perfectly out of the box, why on earth would anyone bother trying to revive an 80s relic for modern business?
I get why you would ask that, but it is because the underlying technology of that protocol is incredibly lightweight, and Ergo completely rebuilds how you interact with it.
Rebuilds it how, exactly?
Well, historically, IRC was just a fragmented nightmare. You had the core server routing messages, and then a completely separate software package managing user accounts.
Right, and then you needed a third piece of software called a bouncer, just to keep you logged in.
Exactly. It was like having a receptionist, a security guard, and a filing cabinet all located in completely different buildings across town.
And if the phone line between them drops, the whole system just completely breaks down.
Precisely. So Ergo tears down those separate buildings and puts them all into one highly efficient room. It combines the core server, the account services, and the bouncer into a single executable package.
That built-in bouncer has to be the real game changer here.
Oh, 100%. In old IRC, if you closed your laptop, you just vanished.
You would miss every single message sent while you were offline.
Right. But Ergo's bouncer acts as like a ghost user on your behalf. It stays continuously connected to the network, absorbs all the messages while you are away, and the second you open your laptop or phone, it dumps that perfectly preserved chat history right back onto your screen.
Okay, so the architecture is super clever, but that still leaves the security question for me.
Sure, the dial-up era origins.
Exactly. Can something with roots in the dial-up era actually protect sensitive corporate data today?
It absolutely can, because Ergo wraps that classic routing system in modern cryptographic armor.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, it forces traffic through heavily encrypted tunnels, making it unreadable to anyone trying to intercept the connection. And when users create accounts, it doesn't just save their passwords in a plain text file.
Thank goodness for that.
Right. It runs them through a cryptographic hashing algorithm. Like, it mathematically scrambles the passwords so intensely that even if someone stole the server's database, reversing the scramble to find the original password is practically impossible.
Wow. And you can even hide the physical location of the server itself.
Yeah, that is a really fascinating feature.
Because the documentation mentions running it as a hidden service, meaning whistleblowers or journalists could run a completely untraceable communication network.
Yes. It can route the connection through multiple randomized relay points globally, completely masking everyone's IP address.
That is wild for an IRC server.
It is. But even for a standard business setup, administrators get this unified ban system. Instead of manually trying to block individual troublemakers, an admin can block entire geographic networks or malicious IP ranges from a single centralized interface.
Right, which saves so much time. And what really blew my mind in the source material is how you actually interact with it as a user.
Oh, the simplicity of it.
Yeah. To do all of this, like register an account or lock down a channel for your team, you don't have to navigate through endless clunky menus.
No. Not at all.
You literally just open a chat window and send a direct text message to the server itself. You just tell the server to register your username, and it's done.
It is really that easy.
Listeners can actually try it right now by pointing any chat client to testnet.ergo.chat.
And you know, that simplicity extends to the backend too. The entire network is managed by one simple YAML configuration file that administrators can update on the fly.
Wait, without ever having to reboot the server.
Exactly. Without any reboots, it is entirely frictionless.
That is incredible. So for businesses, associations, or hobbyist groups, switching to an all-in-one open-source solution like Ergo means massive cost savings and absolute control over your communications.
It really does. It puts the power back in your hands.
And if you are wondering how to make that transition, SafeServer can actually be commissioned for consulting. They look at your organization's specific needs and help you find the exact right software fit, whether that is Ergo or a comparable alternative. You can find them at www.safeserver.de.
Looking at Ergo, it really proves that sometimes the best solutions aren't about reinventing the wheel, but just refining the engine.
That is a great way to put it. And it makes you wonder if a decades-old chat protocol can be modernized this beautifully into a simple sovereign package, what other legacy technologies are out there just waiting for a brilliant open-source revival?